Welcome to the lesson on Jungle Warfare. Vocal Texture Modulate for Heavyweight Sub Impact in Ableton Live 12. In this one, we're not trying to make a catchy pop vocal hook. We're turning a vocal into a rhythmic weapon. Something dark, gritty, and alive that can push your drums and sub harder. Think ghostly chants, breathy shouts, broken radio energy, and chopped vocal pressure that sits inside a jungle or DNB arrangement like part of the machine. The big idea is simple. Take a vocal phrase, reshape it with warping, pitch, filtering, distortion, and modulation, then turn it into a texture that supports the groove instead of fighting it. This works brilliantly in Dark Rollers, Ragga Jungle, Jump a Plain DNB, and those halftime breakdowns where you want the drop to feel absolutely massive when it returns. So let's build it from the ground up. First, choose the right vocal source. For this style, you want something with attitude. Spoken word, a breathy phrase, a shout, a chant, a low murmur, or even a field recording of your own voice can all work. Clean pop vocals can be used, sure, but they usually need more work to fit this kind of production. A good source has bite in the consonants, some breath noise, and a bit of raw character. Sounds like T, K, P, S, and SH are great because they give you rhythmic detail later on. If your vocal is too clean, don't worry. We can rough it up, but if it already has some texture, that's even better. Now drag the vocal into an audio track and turn warp on. Warp is where a lot of the control starts. If you're working with a full phrase, Complex Pro is usually the best starting point. It keeps the vocal musical while still letting you reshape it. If you want a rawer, more old-school jungle vibe, repitch can sound amazing too, especially once you resample it later. For a darker tone, try transposing the vocal down by 3 to 7 semitones. You usually don't need to go extreme. Even a small shift can make it feel more menacing. You can also lower the formants a little if the voice is getting too bright or too human. That can push it into a more shadowy zone without making it sound cartoonish. From there, we want rhythmic control. One of the best moves in Ableton is to slice the vocal to a new MIDI track. Right-click the clip, choose Slice to New MIDI Track, and slice by transient if you want the natural rhythm of the vocal to guide the edits. If you want tighter control, try slicing by 1/8 or 1/16. That gives you a drum rack full of vocal pieces you can play like percussion. And that's the mindset shift right there. In Jungle and DNB, treat the vocal like percussion first and voice second. If a phrase is not locking to the groove, trim it smaller until it behaves more like a hit or an accent. A tiny breath, a consonant, or a clipped syllable can do more work than a long phrase stuffed into the wrong space. Now let's shape the sound with a stock Ableton chain. Start with EQ8. Clean up the low end first. Usually, you want to high pass somewhere around 80 to 150 Hz, unless you deliberately want some rumble or low vocal tone. Then look for mud in the low mids, usually around 200 to 400 Hz. If the vocal feels cloudy or it starts stealing weight from the break and sub, this is the first area to tame. You can also give it a small presence lift in the upper mids if it needs to cut through, but don't overbrighten it. For this kind of sound, darker often feels better. Next, use auto filter. This is where motion comes alive. A low pass filter with some subtle resonance works well. Set the cutoff low for a muffled texture, and then automate it over time. You can also sync the filter movement to the beat with an LFO, if you want a more animated pulse. A really useful trick is to start filtered and narrow, then open it up in the bars leading to the drop. That creates pressure release, and that pressure is what makes the drop feel bigger. After that, add saturator. This is where the vocal starts getting thick and dirty. A few decibels of drive can do a lot. Turn on soft clip if you want a smoother kind of aggression. If the vocal starts sounding too fizzy, back off a little and compensate the output. The point here is not to destroy the sound. The point is to give it harmonic weight so it survives in a busy DNB mix. Then bring in drum bus. A lot of people think of this as a drum-only tool, but it's excellent on vocal texture. A little drive, a touch of crunch, and careful control of transients can make the vocal feel like it belongs in the rhythm section. If the vocal is supposed to be more percussive, increase crunch a bit. If it's too boomy, keep the boom control low or off. Drum bus can add just enough attitude to make the vocal hit harder without needing a huge chain. Now let's control the dynamics with a compressor or glue compressor. You want the vocal stable, not wild. A moderate ratio, a medium attack, and a release that breathes with the beat can usually do the job. Aim for subtle gain reduction, maybe 2 to 4 dB. If you sidechain it lightly to the kick or drum bus, the vocal will duck with the groove and stop stepping on the drums. That tiny bit of movement helps a lot. After that, use echo for rhythmic shadow. This is where jungle flavor really starts to show. Short delay times like 1/8, dotted eighth, or 1/16 can create tight repeating tails. Keep the feedback moderate so it becomes a rhythmic smear, rather than a huge wash. Darken the repeats with filtering if you want the echo to sit behind the main hit. A little saturation inside echo can also make the repeats feel more broken and aggressive. Then add hybrid reverb. Use it to place the vocal in a dark space, not to drown the mix. Small room or metallic spaces can sound especially good for underground jungle energy. Keep the decay controlled, the low end filtered out, and the wet level low if you're in the drop. In the breakdown, though, you can absolutely let it bloom a bit more. At the end of the chain, use utility to manage width. The main rule here is to keep the important parts centered and the low end under control. If you want an atmosphere, widen the reverb and delay returns more than the dry signal. That keeps the core punchy while still giving you space around it. Now comes the modulation part. Group the chain into an audio effect rack and map the key controls to macros. Good macro targets are filter cutoff, saturation drive, echo feedback, reverb wet amount, width, and drum bus crunch. This is where you can perform the texture instead of just leaving it static. For example, one macro can control darkness by pulling the filter cutoff down. Another can control grit by pushing the saturator harder. Another can open the space by raising the reverb a little. You can even use a macro for slap, which bumps the echo feedback just enough to feel alive without washing out the phrase. These small moves make the sound feel like it's breathing with the arrangement. This is a great place to use automation over 8 or 16 bars. Start the vocal dark, narrow, and sparse. As you move toward the drop, increase a little delay, maybe a touch more saturation and slightly more width. Then at the drop, pull the reverb back down and tighten the filter so the vocal becomes short, sharp, and impactful. That contrast is what sells the transition. Now, let's talk about how this supports the sub. That's the real mission here. The vocal should frame the drop, not compete with the low end. One strong method is to use it as a pre-drop tension layer. Place chopped vocal hits in the last two bars, before the drop. Automate the filter open, and maybe use a reverse reverb leading into the downbeat. That gives the listener a sense that something is coming. Another strong method is to use a short vocal stab on the drop itself, layered subtly with the kick and sub. Keep the tail short so it doesn't cloud the impact. You want the vocal to feel like a strike, not a pad. You can also use call and response with the bass. Let the bass hit on the strong beats and answer with the vocal on offbeat, so the end of 2 and 4. That kind of phrasing is very effective in breakbeat music, because it keeps the arrangement moving without overcrowding it. If you want even more groove, sidechain the vocal texture lightly to the kick or drum group. Keep it subtle. 1 to 3 dB of ducking is often enough. You can also manually clip cane the slices, or automate volume dips around the snare. That can make the vocal lock into the break more naturally than heavy compressor ever will. One of the most powerful moves in this whole process is resampling. Once you've built the processed vocal chain, record it to a new audio track. Then chop the resampled result into fresh slices. This is where things start feeling really organic. The processing becomes part of the source, and you get those imperfect artifacts that sound so good in jungle and DNB. You can reverse little pieces, pitch a hit down an octave for menace, or duplicate a slice and nudge one copy a few milliseconds late to thicken it up. This classic sound design thinking for this style. Abuse the process, then use the result. A few extra pro moves will help make this sound finished. 1. Watch the low mids. That range around 180 to 500 Hz can cloud the break and weaken the sub, if it gets too crowded. If the mix starts losing solidity when the vocal enters, reduce that area before adding more excitement effects. 2. Check it in mono early. Jungle mixes can get very busy, and if the vocal only feels exciting in stereo, it may disappear in club playback. Keep the core dry signal centered and only widen the atmospheric parts. 3. Use transient timing intentionally. A vocal consonant landing a little before the snare can create lift. Landing directly on top of the snare can make the snare feel smaller. Tiny timing changes matter a lot here. 4. Don't overprocess before you know the role of the vocal. Decide whether it's a tension layer, a rhythmic hit, a transition smear, or a drop accent. Then process accordingly. The same source can do all four jobs, but not with the same exact treatment. If you want to go further, try two-layer vocal design. Keep one layer dry, short, and centered for definition. Then put a second layer under it that's wider, delayed, and more reverberant for atmosphere. That combination often sounds bigger than one heavily processed chain. You can also make pitch contrast layers by duplicating the vocal and treating one copy as a low. filtered, saturated version and then other as a higher, ghostly version. Blend them quietly under the main phrase. It makes the vocal feel much larger without cluttering the arrangement. For transitions, reverse into hit design is a winner. Reverse a resampled tail, fade it in, low pass it, and place it right before the downbeat. It's especially effective before a sub slam or a snare reset. And if you want extra aggression, program tiny micro stutters from breaths or consonants in 1/16th or even 1/32nd bursts. That can bring a very sharp jungle feel to fill bars.